Scouts Canada recently received a generous donation in the form of a check totaling $7,150 from the remarkable organization, 100 Women Who Care. This significant contribution will be utilized for crucial improvements at the Scouts facilities, specifically earmarked for installing brand new shingles on the cook shack and constructing a much-needed new outhouse. These enhancements are vital to maintaining the quality and safety of the camp environment for the youth involved in the program. During the most recent voting session of 100 Women Who Care, Scout Leader Dan Connor presented an impassioned case for supporting Thompson Scouts Canada, articulating the pressing needs of the organization. "This is a highly generous donation that we will be channeling towards the development of a new outhouse and necessary repairs around the Scouts campout," stated Connor. He continued on to express that this funding means a tremendous amount to both the organization itself and the broader community that benefits from their efforts. "Within this vibrant Scouts organization, there are dedicated groups including Beavers, Cubs, and Scouts, representing a collective of potentially up to 45 enthusiastic youth participants in the various programs offered. Notably, this dynamic Scouts program has been thriving since its inception in 1964. And this donation marks the very first recorded occasion on which Scouts have received such financial support." Dan Connor highlighted the unfortunate condition of the current roof, stating, "The condition of the current roof is moss. So we will allocate some of the given funds to a new roof on the cook shack. This shows a commitment to both the infrastructure of the camp and the well-being of its participants. Our Scouts program encompasses a diverse range of activities, including camping, hiking, and knife training, which also provides eligibility for knife permits. These opportunities are crucial as they play a significant role in helping the youth develop and grow into responsible adults," Dan added, emphasizing the approach of the program to youth development. Kara Butler, the vice president of 100 Women Who Care, noted, "The Scouts made an incredibly impactful presentation, and we wholeheartedly believe in their vision for the future. Whenever our members gather for meetings, they are committed to making well-informed decisions. Although we do allow our members to vote prior to the meetings, it often occurs that the votes based on the written proposals are nearly tied. However, it is the presentations made by representatives at the meetings that truly sway opinions and make all the difference." She further explained, "The Scouts made a great presentation and we fully believe in their vision. Whenever the women come to the meetings, they honestly make a decision. We do let our members vote prior to meetings. When Dan spoke at the meeting, the ladies present really felt that this is exactly where they wanted to put their money. 100 Women Who Care is not a charity, we're just a group of women who pool their money together to donate to a charity with the greatest need. And at our last meeting, the Scouts were the ones with the greatest need." The generous donation from 100 Women Who Care marks a significant milestone for Scouts Canada, providing essential resources to enhance the safety and quality of the camp experience for its young participants. The impactful presentation by Dan Connor and the support of the members highlight the power of community collaboration and the importance of investing in youth development programs. With new facilities on the horizon, Scouts Canada is poised to continue its tradition of fostering responsibility, teamwork, and personal growth among its members, ensuring that future generations will benefit from the enriching experiences that Scouting offers. This partnership not only enriches the Scouts program but also strengthens the bonds within the community, reflecting the collective commitment to nurturing the leaders of tomorrow.